The visit by the regional and international envoys to Tambra follows recent fighting in the area, which killed dozens of people, displaced thousands of others, and destroyed property. Stephen Ameyu, the Archbishop of the Juba Catholic Archdiocese, says the fighting in Tambra is between two communities in the area. Berhenu Kebede is Chief of Staff of the Reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or RJMEC, the body tasked with overseeing the implementation of the 2018 peace deal. He says South Sudan's regional and international partners believe the revitalized government of national unity must take urgent action to end the fighting.
RJMEC strongly believes that there is an imminent risk that further escalation will endanger vulnerable population and exacerbate the dire humanitarian situation and threaten the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement.
The delegation that visited Tambra last week was led by Nicholas Haysom, the special representative of the UN Secretary General. The team included IGAD representatives, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, and diplomats from Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Norway, Sudan, and Uganda. The visit was aimed at encouraging the warring parties to peacefully resolve the conflict. According to a joint letter issued by the delegation, the conflict has led to the killing of civilians, the displacement of more than 80,000 people, and the destruction of private and public property, as well as the suspension of humanitarian operations in the area. 2 weeks ago, UNMISS released a statement calling on the government to take swift action to address the growing conflict in Tambra. The continued fighting has increased the demand for humanitarian assistance at a time when resources are already stretched thin, according to UNMISS. Kebede is urging state and national authorities to intervene.
RJMEC calls on the national and state governments to take immediate steps towards the separation of forces and undertake dialogue and reconciliation initiatives between communities to de-escalate tension and appeal for local authorities and community leaders to ensure the safety and security of humanitarian workers so that life-saving assistance can resume in earnest without any hiccups.
The fighting in Tambra started about 4 months ago but has escalated in the past 2 months. In August, President Salva Kiir dispatched Western Equatorial state leaders to Tambra County in efforts to quell the fighting to no avail. The officials have not named the parties involved in the fighting but called on the unity government to quickly separate and relocate the fighting forces in the area. They also called on the national government to quickly complete its investigations into the conflict. Kebede is calling on the parties to the peace deal to speed up implementation of security arrangements as part of the solution to ending the conflict in Tambra.
From the engagement of the joint delegation with the local stakeholders, it became clear that the root cause of the conflict can be best addressed through the full implementation of the peace agreement, especially the transitional security arrangements and notably the unification of forces and their immediate redeployment.
In her speech during the inauguration of the National Legislature late last month, National Legislative Assembly Speaker Jemanu Nkumba said at least 43 people were killed in the conflict, including women and children, and nearly 400 homes were burned. She described the situation as unprecedented and called for quick intervention from the national government. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udu in Juba.